You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Sotirios Johnson. Younger Than Jesus, that's the name of a new show that opened this week at the New Museum on the Bowery. It's a triennial exhibition devoted to artists under the age of 33, and art critic Carolina Miranda checked out the show. And Carolina, let's deal with the title and the whole premise of the show first. Why Younger Than Jesus? What was your gut reaction when you heard the title for the show?
Well, I'm older than Jesus, so my first instinct was to be annoyed by it.
Me too. I'm older too.
But it makes sense on a couple of levels. One, the museum is 32 years old, so I think this was just kind of a clever way to get at that. And by focusing exclusively on artists under than 33, you know, you just have a very sort of sensational marketing program.
Right. You know, I had a professor, a philosophy professor in college, who always was talking about how geniuses always throughout history seem to kind of get their seminal works done before the age of 30. So I wonder, I mean, is it just a gimmick, or is there really kind of some sort of theoretical principle behind it?
Well, I mean, and that's something they say too. They refer to artists such as Jeff Koons and Keith Haring and other figures who made some of their biggest, most important works in their 20s. I don't know that I totally buy that. I mean, you can look at figures like Frank Lloyd Wright, who didn't make some of his most impactful work until he was in his 60s. So it's kind of like, yes, you can take any slice of the population and find that sort of example.
So there's still hope for us.
There's still hope for us, exactly.
All right. So you saw a number of common themes that unite the artists in the show. One of them is globalization. How did you see that connecting pieces in the show?
Well, that was really interesting because the show has 50 artists from 25 different countries. So they really did a very broad survey. And what you're finding is a lot of these artists who have grown up with the internet and with this high state of telecommunications development are drawing from the same sources. You know, an artist in Armenia was also influenced by Star Wars and skateboarding and weird videos of Japanese television that you can find on YouTube. And there's a great example of that in a piece by Tigran Khachaturian, where he mashes up videos he finds on YouTube with classic film and makes it look like an early 1920s Russian avant-garde film with this very sort of dirgy soundtrack. So you think you're watching an old movie, but you're really not.
And I guess to be expected, another theme is a fascination with technology, both old and new. You say the best example of this is the jerry-rigged turntables by Icaro Zorbar of Bogota. And we have some of the sound of those turntables. So how do the turntables work?
Well, what he did is he took this idea of hacking, the hacking mentality, on this old standard piece of bolero music. He took three turntables and jerry-rigged them so that the three arms each played the same record. So it created this echo and distortion in this very sort of old technological way. I mean, turntables are this very sort of outdated mode of equipment for most people. He could have very easily taken that song, thrown it into a digital editing program, distorted it, created echoes, but instead he chose to create this sculpture that just reeked of this kind of retro nostalgia for this old technology that actually isn't that old. I mean, if you're older than Jesus, you grew up with a turntable.
Okay, but there are also some things in this show that just didn't work for you. Case in point, a lone banana peel?
Yes, there was a piece by an artist from Mexico, a conceptual piece in which a banana peel is going to be tossed on the museum floor on a daily basis. It is a little jarring to see it at first. I mean, the whole purpose of the piece is to undermine the idea of museums as these hallowed places. But it's something that artists have been doing for a long time. Chris Burden did it in L.A. in the 1970s when he dug a big hole in the floor of a museum. I just felt that, you know, if you're paying $11 to get into a museum, you want to see more than a banana peel. At least give me a hole.
All right. I've been speaking with art critic Carolina Miranda about the New Museum's Triennial of Art by artists younger than 33 years old. There are loads of images and video on the show on our homepage at WNYC.org. Thanks, Carolina.
Thank you.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.